There is absolutely no other explanation for what we saw. And here it goes. I was going down a long, long mountain called Chiraco. Well, you start in Chiraco Summit, and by the time you get to the bottom, you're in Coachella and Indio, California. This is on Interstate 10. And when I got to Chiraco Summit and started down the mountain, way off in the distance, I see these bright white lights in the sky, and they appeared to be over Palm Springs. And when you get to Chiraco Summit, I mean, you can see Palm Springs. I mean, it's still 20 miles away, but you can see it because it's a big town. It's all lit up. So these lights were way above the city, and I knew it was Palm Springs because of all the city lights. So I get down, and on the way down the mountain, I keep looking over at it, and it hasn't moved. It's still over Palm Springs, and I'm thinking it's probably a blimp. You know how they light up blimps and they have messages on the sides of blimps when they hover over ball games and stuff like that. But in my mind, I'm thinking it's 3 a.m. There couldn't possibly be a ball game at 3 a.m. But, you know, I continue down the mountain and I'm still thinking it's probably a blimp. Well, I get down to Indio and I'm pretty much convinced by then that it's not a blimp. So I wake my wife up. And I yell at her, man, you got to come see this. And I tell her, bring her glasses. And she gets up, and first words out of her mouth are the words I said, what the hell is that? And we get closer and closer and closer. And it's obvious at this point that this thing is about the size of a football field, way bigger than anything that could possibly be in the air that we would No, bigger than a blimp, bigger than any jet we have. It's massive. And these lights, they're not like lights that shine at the ground, but they were just like lights that light up. And they were going all the way around the bottom edge of this craft. And, well, I'll tell you what my wife said was, man, I wish it would turn around and come this way. And all of a sudden, the thing stops its movement and reverses and starts coming in our direction, and that was a little scary there. And I watched it come towards us, and I was trying to drive and look at it and stay in my lane, and then it got closer and closer and closer. It was 100% obvious this was a massive, unidentified flying object, and it got so close, it went right over us, that I could no longer see it. And my wife could, so she looked out the passenger's window. And here, I'm going to let her tell you from that point on.
Well, it was just really, it was just your classic shape saucer UFO. And it was moving away from us at not a high speed, but you could tell it was moving away. And it did. It just stopped and came right back toward us. And what I started looking around at all the other vehicles, and nobody seemed to notice this, which was really odd. You couldn't help but see this. And I was watching the traffic, and nobody was slowing down or looking around or doing anything. They was just driving. It was like we were the only ones that were looking at it. And as it come over the top of us, I looked out, I stuck my head out the window, and the bottom of it was lit up, but not with lights that would look down at the ground, that would light up the ground, just the bottom of it was lit up. And it had these symbols on the bottom of it. One of them looked like an A, but not really, almost like an A, and one looked almost like a P. But it was a P and then an A, and that was all I could see. And it was huge as it went over us. And it seemed to be going really slow then. And then it just took off and disappeared over the mountains. And the lights was really odd. They flashed on and off all the way around the edge of it. And it was a little scary because we've seen dozens and dozens of things over the years. Driving all night, so all you got left to do is drive and look at the sky. So lots of truck drivers see see UFOs or something that's in the sky. And we've seen dozens over the years.
Tell them about the one coming up out of Benson in Arizona. And it was not long after that we saw that. It was not long after the one we saw in California. Not long after that we saw that house-sized thing going up that mountain out of Benson.
Yeah, when we left out of Tucson, it was right at dusk. It was almost pitch, you know, it was almost dark, and you could, there was this huge square-shaped object in the sky. It was black, so you could see it because it wasn't quite dark. And same thing there. Nobody looked like they were looking at it or even seen it. And it was the size of a house.
Easily the size of a house.
And it went over us, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and I could see it. The sun was setting, so there was enough light behind it that I could see it. And it was in Texas Canyon where it was. And that was very odd. It was just a big black square house in the sky.
And I'll tell the one about in Indiana. We're on our way to Marion. Remember that?
Yeah.
And how would you describe it? I would describe it as a big oval-shaped pulsating orb. Is that how you would describe it?
Well, it was yellow, but not, it was translucent. It was glowing. And it was the size of a house. And it was going over a plowed up cornfield. And it was just hovering just right above the ground. It was like you could see through it. And just a yellowy orange thing floating over the cornfield.
And I couldn't say without a shadow of a doubt that that was a UFO. That was some, you know, it was definitely some strange anomaly that we had never seen prior or since. But, you know, I wouldn't bet my life that that was a UFO. And that black house-sized thing, you know, I couldn't say with 100% certainty that was a UFO. But the one over Palm Springs, I would bet my life that was a UFO. And we've seen other things. My wife saw something in Withville, Virginia.
And the truck in front of me seen it because he slowed down. We both slowed down to about 35 miles an hour going into Withville. And it was these two metallic objects. And this was in like 11 o'clock in the morning. And they, but two of them, they came up from the ground. And as I've seen them rise up above the trees and the woods there, they went at an angle and they connected to this bright object in the sky. And it was like a silver metallic thing. And they both went up and connected to it. And then it disappeared. And I wasn't the only one that seen this because the truck in front of me, he slowed down. And I turned the CB on and I heard he was already talking about it. And he was hollering, "What is that? What's going on?" You know, they, and I couldn't even begin to tell you what I saw or what it was, but I know what I saw. That was scary.
Yeah. That's over 30 years of trucking. We've seen some stuff. Interesting.
Yeah, I had a light follow me. A little solid light follow me on 10. From like Fort Stockton for about 100 miles, that light stayed right in the sky and stayed right with me, and then it just disappeared. And I watched it for about 100 miles.
The glowing orb that we saw over the farmer's field, that was near the Wabash River, right?
Right.
And we were headed to Marion, Indiana, and that one, that big box, was not far from Benson, Arizona. If you're going east, you climb this big, long mountain going out of Benson, and that's where we saw it. That's where it went over us, about halfway up that mountain.
Yeah, it was Texas Canyon.
Texas Canyon, that's right. And the one she saw in Withville, that's Withville, Virginia, on Interstate 81. We were going south. You woke me up for that one. Yeah, it's we've had some interesting times. Anyway, have a good Sunday, y'all.
Hello and welcome to Coast AM's official YouTube channel. I'm your host.